Today's daf is Krisos daf Yud Dalet, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Elazar Omer. So the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis Amid Beis discussed the halacha that if somebody eats a kezayis of chelev, b'shoigig, he has to bring the carbon chatas. Stating that, he doesn't have to eat the entire kezayis in one shot, b'achila achas, in order to be chayev. Rather, if he would eat a chatzi zayis and another chatzi zayis, but he ate the two half a zayisim within the time frame of kidei achilas pras, which we saw the poskim say is anywhere between 2 minutes to 9 minutes, the halacha is he would be chayev. The Mishnah then digressed and discussed that there are other halachas of achila and shtiyah, for that matter, where you find that the definition of achila and shtiyah would be as long as it was all consumed within the time frame of achilas pras. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha of tumas oichlin and tumas mashkin. The Rabbanon said that if somebody eats or drinks something tamei, he becomes tamei. Additionally, the Mishnah mentioned the halacha that if a koyin enters the Beis HaMikdash in an intoxicated form, and he does the avodah, the Torah says he's chayiv misa. How much wine would he have to drink in order for him to be considered under the influence for this halacha that we know as shtuye yayin? It's a revius. Does he have to drink the revius in one shot? The Mishnah says no. As long as there was a shear of achilas pras from when he started drinking to when he finished drinking, that would be enough for him to be chayiv. Stating that, the Mishnah said there's a Tana that argued with that halacha. Rabbi Loza Omer, that was the last line of the Mishnah. He said in Pasak Ba that if the Koyen drank revius yayin, but there was a hefsek. He didn't drink it, he didn't take it down like a shot, but he was mafsik a little bit while he was drinking. Oyem nasam by mayim kalshu, or if he diluted the wine with a little bit of water, that would be enough for him to be potter. So the first part of today's daf is going to discuss Rabbi Loza Shita, and more generally, this halacha of Kachin that states that a Koyen who drinks wine is not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The makar to this halacha is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. It says, Yayin v'sheicher al teisht, ato uvanecho itoch, b'voyachem alo yomoyed, v'loysa musu chukas oylom l'doyer seichem. In fact, this is the very next Parsha, right after Nadav and Aviu died, b'hakrivam esh zorah lefnei Hashem, at the beginning of Parsha Shmini, v'aydaber Hashem al aharon, leimah Hashem comes to aharon, and Hashem gave him this mitzvah. He told him, Yayin v'sheicher al teisht, wine and Sheikha, we'll see what that means in the daf. You're not allowed to drink when bevayachem al oyomoy. And even though the pasuk seems to say that you can't even enter the oyomoy under the influence, but really the Rishonim, most Rishonim at least say that what it means is you can't do the avodah when you're in that state. Not just that, it says v'loy samuso, that you better be careful to observe this halacha so thou shalt not die. Clearly implying that if a kohen would do the avodah in a state of shtuye yayin, he would be chayiv misa. Then the pasuk continues, u'lahavdol bein ha-kodesh u'bein ha-choyl, u'bein ha-tomei u'bein ha-tor, u'lahoyroi says b'nei Yisrael es kol ha-chugim ha-shadibra Hashem aleihem b'yad Moshe. What does that mean? And what's the smichos between the halacha that a kohen is not allowed to do the avodah in the state of shtuye yayin and that halacha? So that and much, much more is what we'll see in the first part of today's daf. So Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, it says yayin v'sheicher al teish yochel afilu kol shu. I would think that a kohen is not even allowed to drink a koshu of yayin or sheicher and then enter the Beis HaMikdash and do the avodah. Or afilu migita, you would think he's not allowed to drink wine even before it fermented. Even grape juice, Talmud Loimar, v'sheicher, ein iser elo kedei l'shaker. So that reason, the Torah didn't just say yayin al teish. It said yayin v'sheicher. Sheicher is miloshin shiker. It is only over if he drank kedei l'shaker. The kama kedei l'shaker, what's that shir? Revius yayin. It has to be at least a revius, not a kol shu. And ben mem yayin, it would have to be at least 40 days old. Im kein ma Talmud Loimar yayin. So let it just say sheicher. Why the Torah have to say yayin? Loimar l'chashem muzaren olav kol shu u'muzaren olav migitoy. That even though we just said that the only time the koyin is chayis if he drinks revius and he drinks wine that's been fermenting for 40 days, that's as it relates to the chiyuv misa that the pasuk says. It says v'loy samusu chukas oylam l'doyer seichem, clearly implying that if a koyin would not observe this halacha, he would be chayiv misa. But as it relates to the azara, that's not ma'akev, and even a koshu, or even if it's yayin migitoy, that would be enough for him to, at the very least, be musar. So what you see from the first shita of this braisa is that you have to bifurcate the isser of yayin v'sheicher al teisht and the chi of misa that comes from a kind that violates the isser of yayin v'sheicher al teisht. The isser relates to yayin, even a koshu, even if it's Yayim Migitoi, as it relates to the Chiv Misa, would have to be Kedei L'Shaker. So it would have to be a Revius, and it would have to be at least 40 days. Either that way, that's the first sheet of the Brayso. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yayin, Ein Yayin, Shar Meshakim. You want to know why it says in the Pasuk, Yayin V'Shecher Altesh, the word Sheikh is coming to teach me that it's not only wine, but even Shar Meshakim, anything that can cause a person to have the effect that wine would have, it can cause a person to become Sheker, that would be enough for this Hazara. How do you know that? Talmud Loi Mav Sheikh. And came out Talmud Loi Yain. Says Rabbi Yehuda, why the Torah say Yain? Let it just say Sheikhar. And I would know anything that's Meshaker, because even Rabbi Yehuda acknowledges that there's a difference between wine and Shar Meshaker, Nala Yain B'miso, Val Shar Meshaker B'az Hara. Rabbi Lazar, Oimer. Rabbi Lazar is the third Shita. He's the Shita of our Mishnah. Yain V'Sheikhar Al Teisht is coming to teach me al tishteu kiderech shechrusai, that this iser is only true if the kohen drank the wine biderech shechrus. What does that mean? Ha'im hivsik vay, if he was mafsik while he was drinking it, oy nasan lesoichay mayim kosher, if he diluted it with a little bit of water, pater, in that case, he's going to be pater. Either way, three tanoim that are discussing this azara of yayim v'sheichar al tish. The part that we need to take out, that's negeya the next gemara, is that the gemara's going to say that there seems to be a machloikis how the Tanam darshened the word Sheikhar. The Tanakama understood the word Sheikhar means Ein Aser Elo Kedei L'Shaker. It defines the wine itself. So it has to be a revius, that's the sheer of how much wine the Kohen would have to drink, and it can't be Yayamigita. It has to be wine that has been fermenting for at least 40 days. Rabbi Yehuda understands the word Sheikhar, that it's coming, L'Rabbi's not only wine. Tanakama seems to hold it has to be wine. Sheikhar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is being Marba, not only wine, but Kol Midi D'Meshaker, anything that can cause a person to feel the way a person feels after he drinks wine. And then finally, Rabbi Lazar is the third Shita. He learned Sheikhar like the Tanakama, that Sheikhar is defining the Yayin, but not the wine, but the way the person would have to drink the wine. Meaning, if he would be mafsik, or if he would dilute it a little bit, in that case, he wouldn't be chav. Says the Gemara, but my plea, what's the machlik? It's Tanakama. So if Tanakama holds Gemina Sheikha, Sheikha min Nazir, you find the word Sheikhar here in this pasuk, Yayin v'Sheikhar Altesh, and it says Sheikhar by a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. A Nazir is not allowed to drink Sheikhar. And when it says Sheikhar by the Nazir, it means only wine. Because there's no halacha that a Nazir can't drink scotch or bourbon. He can. He just can't drink wine. So Sheikhar doesn't mean kol midi din shaker. Rather, what it means is wine. And if Sheikhar by the Nazar means wine, it's mistaber that it means wine over here as well. Rabbi Yehuda lo yalav Sheikhar Sheikhar min Nazar. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Sheikhar over here means kol midi d'meshaker, because he did not darshan gzeira shava Sheikhar Sheikhar from Nazar. Rabbi Lazar safar, my Sheikhar midi d'hu meshaker. Rabbi Lazar also held like the Tanakama that Sheikhar means only wine, but he was moisef that in the word Sheikhar, you see midi d'hu meshaker. Man also says, Gemara haditanya achal d'veil ki'ilis, v'shasad v'ashay chalav v'nichas ha-mikdash v'shim eishloiko. If somebody ate a devela, a fig, that came from this place called Ke'ilas, or someone drank honey or milk and entered the Beis HaMikdash, and this somehow caused them to be somewhat inebriated, he did the avoida, he gets malchus. Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar, the first and the third sheet of the Braisa, hold that Sheikhar is defining wine. It's not coming to be marbe kol midi d'meshaker. It was Rabbi Yehuda Shita that said that you don't learn Sheikhar Sheikhar from Nazar. That Sheikhar over here means kol midi d'meshaker. So if you have a Braisa that says that you get malchus for anything, even a devela ke'ilas, it must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why are you only getting Malkus? Didn't it say in the Pasuk, that there's a Chiv Misa? Rabbi Yehuda himself explained that. Because Rabbi Yehuda said that even though I hold Sheikh as coming to be Marba, kol midi d'meshaker, but the Torah did say Yayin. So clearly, Yayin has a Yichus when it comes to this Hazara. What's the Yichus? For Yayin, there's a Chiv Misa. For kol midi d'meshaker, there's no Chiv Misa. Zok di Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Achusoy, halachik Rabbi Lazar. Halachik Rabbi Lazar. For Kari Rav Oleo, the Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Rav. The great Amir Rav said regarding the Tana Rabbi Lazar, he's Tuvino de Chakimi, which Rashi says he's the Me'usher from all the Chacham. It's not clear what exactly that means. He was the most fortunate of all the Tanah. We'll see more about Rabbi Lazar a little bit later. Either way, Rav Achad Hutzel have a Nidra Aladavis. Rav Achad Hutzel once made a neder that he's not going to have Anah from his wife. And then he wanted to be Matan Neder. Also, coming to Rav Ashi, he went to Rav Ashi, and it was Yontif. Amalesi, he told him, Zil Ha'idna V'tolamacher. He says, I can't be Matan Neder for you today. If you want, come back tomorrow. Why? He said, I have a Mesorah from Rav. The Rav Le Moiki Amira Lem Yem. And the way Rashi explains this Gemara, it's a Gemara in many places in Shas, that Rav, after he drank his wine on Yontif, Ein Simcha Elabiyai, he wouldn't darshan. He would not get up to lecture. So the great Rav, the great lecturer, the great Gadol Hadar, he wouldn't get up and even give a shir. Once he had a glass of wine, he would wait until the next day. And the reason is because he was concerned that being that he just had some wine, he's going to get up and darshan and potentially paskin. It could be he's going to say the wrong psak. So he wasn't comfortable. So Rav Ashi told him, I have a messiah from Rav. Now once you drink wine, you can't get involved in hayra and these types of things. As a result, I can't be matan eder. It's not something I could do. Amal Ezi told him, but I'm a Rav. But didn't Rav say, Alocha ki Rabbi Elazar? That Alocha is like Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar said a big kula in wine. Now Rabbi Elazar was talking about the halacha of a kohen who's not allowed to do the avodah in a state of shtu yet. But we're going to see in a minute that these two ideas are related. Not paskinning a shayla when you're under the influence, and a kohen not doing the avodah when he's under the influence are related. Regardless, what was Rabbi Elazar's shita? Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar in the Braisa, that if you dilute the wine, so it's not yayin v'sheicher, it's not kedei l'shaker, so in that case, it's not going to be a problem. So Rav Acha the Hutzel told Rav Ashi that I know you, Rav Ashi, umar hu de karami be'maya. You dilute your wine. So if you dilute your wine, you have nothing to worry about, because if you were a kohen, you'd even be able to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So why can't you be matamai neder? Amalei, so he told him, like akasha, habri revias, habri yoysi mikdei revias. When Rav Elazar said that if a kohen drinks wine, dilutes it, does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's okay. He only said it if he drank a revias. That's if you drank the minimum share. He says, I drink more than a revias. And if you drink more than a revias, even if you dilute it, it's going to be a problem. So what do you see? That this halacha of a kohen not doing the avodah in a state where he's under the influence is somehow related to Rav Ashi not being able to be matan eder and Rav not wanting to paskin shailas. What does one have to do with the other? This is avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Say the kachem doesn't relate to Hilchas Talmud Torah and to Hilchas being matan eder. There's many halachas that discuss and define how a kohen is allowed to do the avodah. So maybe only a kohen can't do the avodah in a state of yayin v'sheicher. How are we relating this to other areas in halacha? So it's based really on the following braisa that we're about to read, which is the next pasuk in the parasha of Shtuyei Yayin, the pasuk that we mentioned in the Yakdom. So right after Hashem told Aharon yayin v'sheicher al teisht, and the very next pasuk says, what this means is that if someone drank yayin v'sheicher, not only can't he do the avodah, but he can't get involved in assessing kachim, domim, Erechin, Charamim, and Ektesh. Bein Atomei Ubein Hatar, Elu Tmeis Vatayros. He can't paskin Tumah Vatayro. Ulo Hoyrois, what does that mean? Zu Hoyro. He can't paskin Shilas. Es Kol HaChukim, Elu Medrash. It's not like a Darshan. Acha Dibra Hashem, Zu Aloch. He can't say over Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. Biad Moshe Zu Talmud. He can't even say a Gemarashim. Yochel Afan Mishnah. I would think even Mishnah is Talmud Loima Ulo Hoyrois. Mishnah is okay. How do you know that from Lahiris? Because Lahiris means you can't paskin. And the Gemara says that you're not allowed to paskin mitaycha Mishnah. So Mishnah and Hira don't go together. So if the emphasis is on Lahiris, so you'd be able to say Mishnah. I would think that it's aser to teach Talmud. Talmud loymau Lahiris. No, that Talmud is also okay. And the reason is because even a Gemara shir, even though you could technically extrapolate psak halacha from Gemara, but if the Magid Shir is careful to not make it halacha l'maisa, then even Gemara is something that would be okay. So the Gemara, man, also how the time you learn to the Braisa, Yotza Sheretz Tomi Utsvardeya Torsh Shtuya Yayin Moirin. A Braisa says that if someone's Shtuya Yayin and he wants the paskin that a Sheretz is Tomei and it's Tzvardeya is Tahar, the Shmoyne Shrotzim that are Tmeim, Tzvardeya is not one of them. Frog is okay. So if he wanted to issue that psak, Sheretz Tomei Tzvardeya Tor, it's going to be okay. Even though it's Ayra, says the Gemara, name it Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he will lay Rabbanan. It sounds like maybe it's only going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who was Mekel with this halacha, he said you could even teach Gemara. Not like the Rabbanan who said that you can't teach Gemara. Maybe this is going like the Mekel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Machma, the Rabbanan. But the Gemara says, no, I feel the Rabbanan. It could be really it's going even according to Rabbanan. Shani Hacha, this is Karbe Ravu. This everybody agrees with. This is not a real psak. This is a psak. This is something that everybody knows. There's certain things that are so obvious that every, right, Zilkar Be'rava sometimes referred to as the Dvarim that the Tzedoikim Amayda. But this is even more pashut than that. Everybody knows this, and being, or at least should, and as a result, it's a Zilkar Be'rav. Everybody would agree that this doesn't go under the class of Hayra, and even a Shtuya Yayin would be able to paskin this. Zok Tigmar Amar Rav, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. That's someone who's Shtuya Yayin. He can't do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't even get involved in Domim and Eruchin and Charom and Ekdeshes. You see, Rav Ashi didn't want to be Matan Neder. He can't even paskin Shilas. But Rav Yosef Yehuda said, Abed Tzog and Ashir and Gemara, that's okay. Rav said, the Loch is like Rav Yosef Yehuda. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, how does that stim with what Rav himself was noyig? But you see that Rav himself, after he drank wine on Yontif, in Simcha El B'Yayin, he wouldn't get up and give a drasha. Why couldn't he give a drasha? So Pashi learned, because what was Rav going to say a shirin? He was saying a Gemara shir. But, and you can't. That's all if you hold like the Tanakam in the Braisa. But Rav Yosef Yehuda said, Afa Talmud is okay. So the Gemara says, Shani Rav Da'iri Moire. Because Rav used to paskin Shilas. So Rav couldn't get involved. Freit the Gemara, V'nekim the Loi Loiri. So let him get up and not paskin. So the Gemara says, Kol Heicha the Yosef Rav, Loi Sagile B'Loi Heira. There's no such thing as Rav getting up, giving a shir, and they're not being Heira. Why not? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, the reason is, the Kuli Amu Bo Mine. Because if you meet Rav, you're going to ask Rav a Shilas. That's just the way it is. Rav Moshe Feinstein, people used to line up to ask him shaylos. Rav Yasha, people were always lining up to ask him shaylos. But Rav's going to get up, he's going to give a shir. There isn't going to be somebody there that's going to want to ask him a shaylos. So Rashi says very poshut that wherever Rav was, people were always asking him questions. So Rav felt that once he drank wine, it's better to stay away from the podium. Like this, no one's going to ask him shaylos. Rambam brings this halach in the beginning of Perek Galav of Hilchas Bias HaMikdash. He says it a little bit differently. He says, Vim hoya chacham kavu alohi ra. He's discussing these halachas that we just discussed. Lo yilameh. If someone is a chacham who's kavu alohi ra, he's known as a paisik. He should not teach Torah at all. Meaning, this is after the Rambam said that it's okay. Umutu l'shikr l'lami Torah. Va'afilu halachas u'medrashas v'usha lo yoyer. That's the ratio of the Rambam. Zok the Sefer. So shikr is allowed to teach Torah. But ma'ya chacham kavu alay ra lo yilami shelimudai hayrahi. He says it a little bit differently. It's not that people are going to ask him shaylos, but when a paisik talks, everyone knows he's a paisik. So what's ret a paisik? A ret psak halacha. So being that a ret psak halacha, it's going to be a little bit different. Just one thought that I had. We have a lot to do today, but just one thought that came to mind was the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So one of the festa sugyas in Perek HaLabasar is the sugya of not bar nat. Right, the sugya of nois and tam bar nois and tam. Itmar dogm shalu bekor. Rav amar aser lo oichlam bekutach. Ushmul amar mutol lo oichlam bekutach. The case is where someone cooked fish in a fleishig pot, and you want to eat the fish not with milchigs. So if you cook your milchigs, your kutach, in a fleishig pot, that's obviously a problem because the pot's going to be nois and tam. But what if you cooked fish in a fleishig pot? So now it's already a nois and tam bar nois and tam. The meat was nois and tam into the pot was nois and tam into the fish, so that nois and tam by nois and tam, am I allowed to eat it with kutach, or am I not? It's a machloik, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav said aser, Shmuel said mutter. Says the Gemara, v'hodder Rav, la b'feirish itme elo mechlovit. My Rav really never said, not bar not as aser. It's just something that we inferred from something Rav said. The Rav ikvul lebei, Rav simi bar chiyo, bar berei. Rav was once by his ainikol, chosh bein, but he wasn't feeling, his eyes were hurting. Avdulei shaifa bitza. So they cooked up a little bit of a shaifa, some herbs, as anointing. So that he should have a refuah. They later used the same pot to cook food. And Rav tasted the food, and it tasted a little bit like the ointment that he had put on his eye. Omar, he said, Yov, time, kule, hai. He says, wow, I see that this shaifa was able to, it's still nice and time, meaning I tasted in the food. Says the Gemara, why did Rav say that? Why did Rav say that? Probably to teach us a halacha. Which halacha? That not bar not is a problem. He was commenting that there's a real tam over here. Why is there a real tam? It's already a not bar not. So zok to gemar Rav sheet of not bar not is aser. You know that. La beferish itmar, ela bechlobe itmar. The oilam used to be medayik Rav. They were literally medayik him. What did he say? All he said was, wow, nos yov taima kulei hai. And we learn a halacha gedoyla in yeredeya. Not bar not. That not bar not is aser. Now, the Maritzchias in a tshuva says that it could be this Gemara was the makar to the Rambam. The Rambam famously says in Hilchas Deis, Amru Arav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shalai Soch Sicha B'Telem Kol Yomo. And the Kesef Mishnah says he looked around, he doesn't know where, who's Amru, who said this about Rav? I never found it. It's a Gemara Sukkah Chav Chesem and Aleph about Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, about Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, but about Rav, Amru Arav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shalai Soch Sicha B'Telem Kol Yomo. So it says Maritzchias, it could be the Raya, the makar to the Rambam, was this Gemara. It's Maritzchias and a tshuva. Not a tshuva, because I'm Seifer. And a tshuva is Maritzchias. And the Maritzchias said that you see it from this Gemara, because you see they were Medayik Rav. So if they, why were they Medayik Rav? If he spoke, maybe he was just commenting. The Teretz says, Rab never spoke a Sicha B'Teila. Rab is the one who says in Masach the Sukkah, Afilo Sicha Schulen Shal Talmidei Chachamim Tzrichen Talmud V'advarim Aruchin V'Artikin V'Ein Kam V'Koyim L'Harach. But Rab wasn't just a Poisik that people were going to ask questions to. Rab wasn't just like any Poisik that the Rambam says in Hilchas Bias Mikdash that a Poisik read Torah, so a Poisik has to be careful. Rab, they were medaik everything that came out of Rab. They came up with not by not us or being Shittas Rab from a comment that he once made. So maybe Rab felt personally on his level this was something that he had to stay away from. Just one other aura. We mentioned Rabbi Lazar, and Rav said about Rabbi Lazar, again, Rav was very careful with his words, Kari Rav Aleh de Rabbi Lazar Tuvino de Chakimi. He's the Ma'usha Shabbat Chachamim. So in the end of Masechtas Bechiras, we spoke a lot about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer part 1, Rabbi Eliezer part 2, and Rabbi Eliezer part 3. This is Rabbi Lazar. So in the Gersoy, sometimes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lazar get confused. But clearly not the same time. This Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinis, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, Talmud, Muvik, of Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, Shamuti, maybe Mitalmid Beshamai. But that's Rabbi Eliezer. Who is Rabbi Lazar? So Rabbi Lazar, Stam Rabbi Lazar in Shas, is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. It's interesting that Rabbi Lazar is mentioned on many famous lists of Tannaim and Shas. The Gemara says in Masechta Yevamah Mustaf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Everyone knows this Gemara. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 talmidim. They were loy nagu kovid zeh bazeh, and as a result, they all died. When did they die? During Sfir Sa'omer. And what did Rabbi Akiva do? Instead of getting lost in his misery, Rabbi Akiva picked himself up. He went from the north down south, and he started all over again. And he taught Torah not to 24,000 Talmidim, but the 5 Talmidim. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, as in Stam Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was one of the 5 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva in round 2. Rabbi Elazar is also mentioned in the Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yudalit. The Gemara there talks about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, how the Romans had made a gzera, they now let it do smicha. They were trying to be mevatel smicha, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was moisa nefesh. It was a suicide mission. He was moisa nefesh to make sure there was going to be smicha. V'samachsha, he went between 2 cities, 2 mountains, 2 tchumei Shabbos, bein usha l'shafram v'samachsham chamisha skenim. Who were the 5 skenim? It's the same list: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was on another list also. He was also one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. In fact, the Seyed HaDoiris says he was the 10th of the Asar Rugei Malchus. And the Seyed HaDoiris mentioned, he tells a story of what happened when Rabbi Elazar was killed. Hu achrein ba'asar Rugei Malchus, v'nera g'leil Shabbos. He was killed on Friday night. Shagia b'kiddush, he was making kiddush, and he came to the words, Ashibore likim lasois, yotza baskel, and that's when he was executed. A baskel came out and said, Ashrecho Elazar b'ni, Ashrecho Elazar, ba'oilam azeh hoysa nishmascha doima lelikim. In this world, your neshama was like an elikim, v'yotza nishmascha lelikim. So you find always yotza nishmascha b'tahayra. About Rabbi Akiva, you find it by, Rabbi Akiva was Yatsan Shmasi Be'echad, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was Yatsan Shmasi Be'tahayra, but here you find Yatsan Shmasi Be'elikin. So Yatsa Baskel, Ashrecha Elazar B'ni, Rav referred to Rabbi Lazar as Tuvina de Chakimi, Me'usha Shebe Chachavim, the Baskel said Ashrecha Elazar B'ni, but either way, Pa'ilam Azal, Ha'isin Nishmascha Doimel Elikin, V'yatsa Nishmascha Be'elikin. I just had one thought. Why was Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua Zoicha that the Baskel said, Ba'ulam Azeh Hoysa Nishmascha Doima Elikim? Why was he Doima Elikim? It's an interesting toyer. This is not something that you often find. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua Oimer, Yichvei Talmid Chachaviv Alechet Kishalcha. You should be Mechabed your Talmidim the same way you Mechabed yourself. Uchvei Chavercha, Kemeir Rabach. Your Chaverim you should treat like your Rabbeim. Umeir Rabach. And you should fear your Rebbe the way you fear Shemayim. What's the makar to this? Would Rabbi Lazar know this? Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva darshan das Hashem alekecha tira l'rabbis Talmid chacham. And Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua went b'derech Rabbeisav ayin Vilna Goyen in his Pirush HaNovis, that and he darshan u'moyer rabach k'mer Shemayim. So Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, his Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Yehi Chvoid Chavercha k'mer rabach u'moyer rabach k'mer Shemayim. Now we know that Mishnayos and Avos aren't just things that these Tanam had said one time. These were things that they lived by. So if Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua said this, it means this was who he was. Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua permeated This, he radiated this idea. The idea of Meir Rabach Kemeir Shemayim, and by the way, Kvoit Chavercha Kemeir Rabach, means he treated his Chaver now Kemeir Shemayim, which I thought was interesting, because we know so much about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that will loy nagel kovet zeh bezeh. See, here you have Rabbi Lanza ben Shavua, who's one of the five Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, round two. And what's Rabbi Elazar ben Shammu's Mishnah and Avos? Mamash, the antithesis, the opposite. Yichvoid chavercha k'mayr rabach, u'mayr rabach k'mayr shamayim. But either way, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammu, who treated his rabbeim, he treated his chaverim as Hashem lekechatirim, mamash, l'rabbi's Talmid HaChamim, as tofel to Hashem. What was he zoicha to? He was zoicha to a hois, ba'ilu mazah hois, nishmascha do'im alei loikim, v'yatsa nishmascha v'alekim. He treated people like an elikim, like they have a chelik elikamimah, like the bonim atam l'ashem elikeichem. He saw the value and the potential and the getlichkeit in every person. That's what he was zoicha to. The Baskel said about him that ba'ilu mazah hois, nishmascha do'im alei loikim, v'yatsa nishmascha v'alekim. We have a lot more red to speak about, so we're going to have to talk very fast and somehow finish a very intense stuff. So on that note, it's a very, very geshmaf. Festig sam soifer for the end of the day. Yes, oicho, achila achas, v'chayoven olel, arbo chatois. So we return to our regular program, which of course is Masechtas Krisos. We're dealing with chatois. And the Mishnah makes an observation. It's possible for a person to eat one achila, and it'll be chayav for chatois. How so? Not just that, over osha mecha, and an osha. Tomei she'ochal chelev, someone was tomei, Thomas Akov, he ate chelev, v'hoye noiser, it was also noiser, min amuk doshin, b'yom ha'kippurim, and he ate it on Yom Kippur. So this person is going to be chayav four chatois and one osha. Why? He was tomei, he ate kachim, that's a chatos. You eat chelev, even if you're tar, that's a chatos. You eat noiser, that's a chatos, and you eat Yom Kippur, that's a, obviously all b'shoigi. Where's the Asham? It was Kachem. And being that he was Moil, the Kachem, so he's going to be Chayev to bring an Asham as well. So four Chatois and one Asham for one Maisa Achila. Rameyer says, Hoy Shabbos, if it was Shabbos, Vaitzioi, and he was carrying the food in his mouth while he ate it, then he's going to be Chayev, another Chatos. Why is he going to be Chayev now for Chil Shabbos? Omrulay, they told him, Ein Men Hashem. No, that's not consistent. We're talking about chiyuvim that come mikayach Achila. That's a whole different chiyuv. That's a chiyuv that's going to come mikayach Haitzah. The Gemara is going to ask a very obvious question. Why does it have to be Shabbos to be Chayav Mishum Haitzar? Yom Kippur, you're also not allowed to carry, right? All the malachas that are also on Shabbos are also on Yom Kippur. Either way, Zokti Gemar, name it Isli, the Rameyer, Issachal Alisser. Should we walk away and think that Rameyer holds Isser Chal Alisser? Why? Chayav Chayav for four Isurim, Luchura, shouldn't it be Issachal Alisser? Really, we should do an introduction, but we don't have time. But what's Issachal Alisser? Once something is Asr, it can't be Asr again. What's the classic example of Issachal Alisser? So the nevela of a behemoth tmei is not Asr Mishum nevela. So a non-kosher animal that dies, there's no Issin nevela. How do you know that? It's really not Mefurish of the Torah. It's based on the rule of Ein Issr, Chal Alisser. Because the behemoth tmei is Asr, now that it becomes an nevela, so what? Nothing is being, it's just another Issr? We don't do that. We don't tack on Issur. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. Because sometimes Isser is Chal Alisser. Sometimes we do tack on Isurim. The two most notable examples are Isser Koilel and Isser Moisef. Isser Koilel is when the second Isser is more inclusive, meaning it includes more people. So Reuven wasn't allowed to eat this. It was Usser to him. Now another Isser was Chal on this. But that other Isser is not only going to affect Reuven, it's going to affect Shimon Levi and Yehuda also. Being that the second Isser is Koilel more people, so it's going to be Chal, it's like a Migu. Migu, that it's Chal on the other people, so it's going to be Chal for Reuven as well. Isser Moisef is when the second Isser that's being Chal, it is more inclusive in the thing itself. Meaning, in Echos it's more inclusive. So for example, Reuven was not allowed to eat something, but it was only Asa Bachila, it was Mutu Bahana. Now a second Issa wants to be Chal, that's Asa Bachila and Bahana. Being that the second Issa is being Moisef qualitatively, not quantitatively, qualitatively in the Issa itself, so we say Migu that it's Chal, the Issa Hana, because that's not an Issa Chal Alissa, because it wasn't Asa Bahana yet, so it's going to be Chal, the Issa Achila as well. So Issa Koil is more inclusive, when the second Issa is more inclusive quantitatively, Issa Moisef is when the second Issa is more inclusive qualitatively. Either way, says the Gemara, at first glance, should you walk away from this Mishnah thinking that Rameyer holds Issa Chal Alissa? So the Gemara says, no, hey, Issa Chal Alissa Lesley, but Issa Koil is a Moisef Islay. Rameyer holds Issa Chal Alissa, but he holds Issa Koil is a Moisef. And our Mishnah is all Issa Koil is a Moisef. How so? Tar me Karo. It starts off with a man being tar. Lo yaser el b'chelav. He wasn't allowed to eat chelav. Havelei tami. When he became tami, migu da aser b'chaticha is tahayros. Itoisef be'nami. isura ilave chelav. When a person becomes tameh, this is a kailo, because now not only can he eat the chelav, he can't eat anything that's kachem. So meaning that he can't eat any kachem. So the second isser, meaning the isser toma, is more inclusive quantitatively. The quantity meaning all the kachem in the world now becomes aser. So you have a migul. The chelav made kar liyasa al bachila. Now as it relates to the isser chelav, it's only an isser achila. Akdeshe, once you make it kadosh, migul di toisiv by isura. Dehana, itoisev by gabe chelev. Chelev is an iser achila, it's not an iser anos. So chelev on the one hand is very chomer, it's an iser karis. But at the same time, it's only aser achila, it's not iser anos. Kachem is also aser bahana. So being that there's iser moisif now, qualitatively the thing became more aser when it became kachem, so you have the migu. Vakati lehevi tu aser, avalo gavaya shari. Kachem of chelev is aser achila lehevi. What do you do with chelev of kachem? Put on the mizbeach. That's, by the way, the reason it's also lehedid. So if that's the case, it's still mutal legvaya. Havalei noisa, when it became noisa, migudi toisa v'sru legabi gavaya. Quantitatively, this is a sakayil. It became more asa, because now it's also to the mizbeach as well. It's also legvaya. He toisa v'legabi head. Chal all of Yom Kippur. Now when Yom Kippur comes, now you have this amoisa. Because migudi toisa ba isru legabi chulin, isru ba legabi gavaya as well. Being that you're not allowed to eat chulin, you can't eat. Being that you can't eat chulin also. So now, again, it's more inclusive. The bottom line is, between Issa Maisif and Issa Kailo, you have to figure out which is which, but between the two, it all works out. Says the Gemara, V'nisni hechatois. Why did the Mishnah say, Yosh oichel achila achas, and you're going to be chai for chatois and an asham? If you want to go down this road and try to create a whole bunch of chatois and ashamois, b'chur, you can create another chatois. Let it say five chatois. V'noik mekoin dochel kizayis pigol. Let that kizayis be pigle as well. Meaning, it's noiser, it's chelev, it was Yom Kippur, you were Tomei, and it was pigle. The Kohen had a machshav of chutz zman, chutz mkoymer. While he was doing the avoid, the pigle's also chayvi krisus, mentioned in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, and if it's chayvi krisus, you're going to be chayv chattas. So the Gemara says, b'chad behemah k'mayri, b'shtei behemah is like mayri. We're talking about a kizayis of one behemah, not two behemahs. You can't have one behemah that's going to have noiser and pigle. What's the reason? Because the only time baser kasher becomes noiser is if you did four kasher avoidas. You did shechita kabbalah ilachas rikas. Rikas matter baser ba'achila. It's matter emurim on the mizbeach. Once it becomes mutter, now it's subject to the laws of noiser. Pigle by definition is a carbon that didn't have four kasher avoidas. And being that it didn't have four kasher avoidas, so you can't have your cake and eat it too. It can't be pigle and noiser. If it's pigle, it didn't have four kasher avoidas, it can't be noiser. If it's noiser, it did have four kasher avoidas, so it can't be pigle. So you'll tell me, okay, it's possible I ate from this behemah, I ate from that behemah. The Mishnah's not talking about that. The Mishnah's discussing chal de behemah. The Gemara says, Alam alei mishkachas lai. I have a hechatim zlai. There's a kachem way to make this work. You had one behemah, and the behemah was pigle. You took one of the evarim of this behemah, you put it on the mizbeach. When you put it on the mizbeach, paka pigule mine. Once the fire of the mizbeach was shoylet on this Aver, it's not pigle anymore. And if it's not pigle, it could become noiser once the zman passes. Havalei noiser. Kedomar ula. This is ula's halacha. Koymetz pigle shalal gam mizbeach. Paga pigle mimenu. There's a concept of a koymetz pigle that goes on the mizbeach. It's not pigle anymore. If that's the case, havalei noiser. So the Gemara says, be'aver echad kamayr b'shnei evarim loy kamayr. You're right. It's true. You can make it work in one behemah. You can have one behemah where one aver of the behemah is going to be pigle, the other aver of the behemah is going to be noiser. But you can't have one aver. Because either the Eva was on the Mizbeach or the Eva wasn't on the Mizbeach. And we don't just want the Mishnah of Yesh Oichel Achila Achas to be from one behemah. We even want it to be from one Eva. But the Gemara says, is that true? The Noiser who pigled Bechad Eva loy Mishkachas lo. Lama loy, why not? Mishkachas lo ki goin chela Eva pigled gabi Mizbeach. Maybe you took one Eva and you put it on the Mizbeach, but you didn't put it entirely on the Mizbeach. The Palge Anche al gabi Mizbeach u Palge Navroi. Half of it was on the Mizbeach, half of it wasn't. The who mizbeach? The one that part that's on the mizbeach paka pigle. V'avolei noiser. Kedam ulo kavim pigle shagel gam mizbeach paka pigule b'meno. V'avolei noiser. So why can't you have a kinto where part of it is on the mizbeach, part of it's not on the part that's on the mizbeach is paka pigule b'mine? That's now going to be noiser. The other part is going to be pigle. So again, you could have a oichel achila achas. It's one aver from one behemah, and not four chatois and an asham, five chatois and an asham. Amalei he said loy. It's not true because you're never going to spalt an aver. I ruba de mizbeach, shadu le mizbeach, ruba de baroi, shadu le baroi. Because an aver never gets divided. So an aver is either here or there. It's either on the mizbeach or not on the mizbeach. If it's considered on the mizbeach, then it's all on the mizbeach. And it's all going to be subject to Noiser and not to Bigel. And if it's all not on the Mizbech, either way, you always go based on Roiv. Says the Gemara, really? Tivsha Dabai Rami Bar Chama. If that's the case, should we not be able to replace something Rami Bar Chama was once not sure about? This is a Gemara Mesechtes Chulin. That's not discussing Kachin. It's discussing something else. But regardless, it's discussing Bechiris. Hochu Beivar Macha Roiv Oiloi. And we know that that was unresolved. Why is that unresolved? Let's be patient from our Mishnah. What do you see in our Mishnah? That Holchu Beivar Macha Roiv, because the Mishnah said four chatois, not five chatois. Why not five? You have this, you have Bigel, you have Noiser, because you want it to be by one Aver. So take an Aver, half and half. Elamai, you go Baser Roiv. So why in Chulin Daf Ayin did nobody talk about this? This would have been a great Maramokim. Elamai, because that's not the Teretz of the Kasha. What then is the Teretz? Elo Bekizayis Echad Kamairi, Beshnei Zesam Loi Kamairi. We want to be talking about one Kizayis. And one Kizayis, the Kizayis is either going to be Bigel or it's going to be Noiser. You can't divide, you can divide the Aver. The Aver can be made up of many kizayis, but how are you dividing the one zayis? The zayis is the share, and we don't want to be talking about someone that's eating two kizayis. But the Gemara says, "V'loy, is that true?" V'haktani yoimaki purim ubi yoimaki purim koyseves with the mechayiv. Fit koyseves says v'shnei zayisim. It's not true because one of the chatois in the Mishnah is for eating on Yom Kippur. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you have to eat the share. What's the share? Koyseves. A koyseves is made up of two. See, the guy's eating two zayisim. That's the case. Because otherwise, it wouldn't be Chayv and Yom Kippur. So he ate two Zaysim. He ate two Zaysim. Perfect. One Zayas was Pigel, and one Zayas was Noiser. No, you want it to be one Kazayas? Not true. The Mishnah is clearly talking about two Kazayasim. I'm Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, you're right that it wasn't two Zaysim, but you want it to be one Zayas of Chaylev. And it's talking about when he ate the Kaiseves, the other Zayas was a kidney. Rapapa Marka going to Malya Batamri, where he was mashlim the shear, the other Zayas, with a tamar. But the point is, it wasn't basar, and being that it wasn't basar, so for that reason, it can't be. We want one Kazayas of Chel, the first teretz of Kulya is a little tzarech beer, there's a very shver Rashi. Ein shah. Either way, Rav Acha bar Acha masne hechatois umetaretz. Rav Acha bar Acha had a different gersa in the Mishnah. His gersa was not yesh oichel achila achas four chatois and an asham. His gersa was five chatois and an asham. How do you have five? Umetaretz le kegoyim da achal kezayis pigol. V'loy mishani le kanishinui the komashanin. He didn't answer. He didn't like the whole aforementioned Shagla Bataria. He said there's no reason we can't be talking about two behemoths, two Eivarim, whatever, two Gezesim. So he was perfectly okay having a fifth Chatos, one is Noiser, one, and true, you can't have Pigel and Noiser on the same Kazayas, but based on everything we discussed, there's a way to work it out. Faith to Gemara, if you already have five, let's have six. It's Venisni Shesh Chatos, Venukin Gondokla, Kazayas Dan. Why not add a Kazayas Dan, right? The shear of Achila for Dan is not a revius, it's a gezayis. Even though it's a mashka, it's not a oichel, but the shear is begezayis. Chaim Briska said, because the Torah, when it mentions the Isser Dam, it says, you're not allowed to eat Dam. And the way to know whether the shear is revius or the shear is gezayis is not based on whether it's a solid or a liquid. Did the Torah say don't eat it, or did the Torah say don't drink it? We've spoken a lot about this in the past. Either way, says the Gemara, that why don't you say yeid kizayis dam bechad achilu kamayri b'shtei achilus loy kamayri? Because if he would have dam already, then it would have to be a second achila. Why? Because v'shiru chacham and embeis apliyim machzik yosim b'shtei zayisim. Because you can't eat in one shot more than two kizayisim. That's the most you can swallow in one shot, which works very nice with yesterday's raid for Leil Pesach. You could eat both kizayisim in one shot if you want to do this lekatchila, like the b'shtei zayisim brings b'shem the chumas hadeshen b'shem the mardchai. But either way. To eat more than two kizayisim is not possible. By having five chatois, you already took up two kizayisim. Because one is for the noiser and one is for the pigle. If you want them, now you're going to have a third kizayis. That's already going to be a second achilo. So Rav Ada Bar Acha was okay with having the achilo achas being two kizayisim. Like, why do you have to limit it to one kizayis? But it's one achilo. Yeish oichel achilo achas. And if you're going to pigle, noiser, and dam, it's going to have to be two achilos. Because the beis habli is not machzik yosim b'shnei zayisim. That's why he felt that it didn't work. Rameyer said that if you want to tack on chatois, you could say it was Shabbos, and he was carrying outside while he ate it, and you'll be chayef for haitzah as well.
My time of Ketonim, Hoyse Shabbos. Why do I have to add the words if it was Shabbos? The Kasha we spoke about when we learned the Mishnah. Just say that if he was carrying Yom Kippur, also you're not allowed to do Malach. I'm a Rafram. So Rafram said, Zoyse Meres. You can prove from what Rameir said, Erev Vahitzal is Shabbos. There ain't Erev Vahitzal is Yom Kippur. Maybe Rameir holds you're allowed to carry Yom Kippur. You can't carry on Shabbos, but you're allowed to carry Yom Kippur. The Mishnah has to be mine. Dumi, Yesh Erev Vahitzal Yom Kippur. Maybe Rameir holds Erev Vahitzal Yom Kippur. Achik Tonim, Hoyse Shabbos Vahitzioi, Chayrab Nishum Shabbos. Rameir really was saying that it's possible to be chayv another two. One for sure if you were carrying because it's Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur was already one of the four chatois. But also another one because of Shabbos. So Rameir is coming to say that it could be not only five chatois, it could be six chatois. Meaning Yom Kippur would for sure be enough for Hoitzah. And as a result, just to have a fifth chatos, you wouldn't have to make the akimta of Shabbos, but maybe you wanted to make two. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rafram could not have commented. He couldn't have said, Zoysem, you can't prove such a big chiddush from what Rameir said, because it's a way out, like the Gemara just said. But apparently, the Chum had a Messiah that Rafram once heard something, and he said, Zoysem, Meres, Erev, Vaitzal, the Shabbos, Vein, Erev, Vaitzal, Yom Kippur. They assumed it was referring to this Rameir. If it's not referring to this Rameir, what is it referring to? Eli I Itmer, the Rafram, Allah Ho Itmer, the Tanya, Rilin, Tenebraiso, the Shilech, Biat, Ish Iti, that's referring to. The Zor HaMishtaleach. We learn from there, Ish, Lahachshir, it says Zor. It says Ish, doesn't say anything about a Kohen. Even a Zor could do it. Iti, what does Iti mean? Afilu B'tumo. This person could be Tame. Afilu B'Shabbos, you do it on Shabbos. Iti B'Mezomen, but you're supposed to prepare the guy before Shabbos. Tani Iti, Afilu B'Shabbos. On my Rafim, Rafim says, Zayis HaMeres, everybody tell the Shabbos, everybody tell the other. Because what's the Chiddush you can do it on Shabbos? Because when you take the Zor Lazazel, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. You're carrying. What are you carrying? It's anyways Yom Kippur and you're allowed to do it. So why would you think even Shabbos? Also, Rafam said the Tana this price must hold that you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's a Chiddush that Ish Iti, that you're allowed to take the Sar Mishtaleach on Shabbos where you're not allowed to carry. But the Gemara says it's not a right either. Maybe Yom Kippur, you're right, you're allowed to carry. But that's Mitzvah Sebekach. The Torah said on Yom Kippur, you go ahead and this is something you can do. It doesn't mean that it's something that you're always allowed to do. Maybe if it's also Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Like similar to Yevamos, which is a segue to what we're about to learn. Every Yibum is an Eshesach, which is an Erva. But at the same time, you can't do Yibum when there's another Erva. So you're right, you're allowed to carry the Sar Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur. Even though there's an Israelite saw on Yom Kippur. But if it's also Shabbos, maybe not. For that, I need a passing. So you don't see from our Mishnah, Ein Erev Vayitzav Yom Kippurim. You don't see from that Braisa regarding the Sar Mishtalech, Ein Erev Vayitzav. So what did Rafram mean? So the Gemara says, oh, the Rafram Berusa, some have the Gersa Badusahi. It means the same thing. There must be some mistake over here. We're not sure what Rafram meant. We couldn't figure out what Rafram meant to say. Incidentally, why would there be no Israelite saw on Yom Kippur? Why not? You're not allowed to do the Lama Tas Melachas. Is there a mandama that says that you're allowed to cook on Yom Kippur? Is a mandama that says you're allowed to write on Yom Kippur? Hoytzah somehow is different. The Teretz says this is Shabbos Daf Beis 101. And that is Tosfos says a few times in Masechta Shabbos Daf Beis, and this is really one of the important, you say this in Masechta Shabbos, and that is Hoytzah. The Melach of carrying is a Melach of Geruah. Because usually when you do a Melach, you're creating something. You're doing something. Hoytzah, I didn't create, I just moved something from point A to point B. So in Halach, it goes down as a Malacha Geruah. So in light of the fact that Hoytzah is a Malacha Geruah, there was even a Havamina that a Malacha Geruah, like Hoytzah, maybe would be Mutter on Yom Kippur, either way. So we mentioned, Yesh Oichel Achila Achas, V'chayovin Oleo, Arba Chatois, V'asham Echad. We had Rav Adam Arachas Gersa, five Chatois. We had Rav Meir who said it can be as high as six or seven Chatois. And Asham. Now says the Mishnah, the same is going to be true with regards to other chayve krisis. Yesh ba bia achas, a person could be boil one bia, the chayev ole vav chatois, and for the one bila that he was boil, he's going to be chayev six chatois. Ketzad, how's that possible? A baal bitoy, if someone was baal bitoy, so bitoy is one of the arayas. So obviously, if someone's baal bitoy, b'shoyig he has to bring a carbon chatas. So chayev ole mishon bitoy, but it's possible that that daughter will entail another five arayas. How so? What if his daughter was also his sister? How's that possible? If he was boil his mother, had a child, so this child is his daughter, obviously, but also his sister, because they share a mother. He had the child with his own mother. The Eshes Achiv, what happens if this girl later marries his brother, which is something that can happen, that Ishus would be chal. Right, why would the Ishus be chal? Because a man's allowed to marry his niece. The Ishus Achiyav, and then later she ended up marrying his father's brother, which is also an Erva. The Ishus is, she was married at the time that he was boil his daughter,
The nida, she was also a nida. So there's six examples of arayas. If it was done b'shoigig, the halacha is you be chayv akolachas v'achas. So yesh oichlachi la'achas v'chayv mishon. Yesh boil b'la'achas. It can be chayv six. No ashem here, but it can be chayv six chatois. Why six chatois? It was bitoy. It was achoisoy. Eishes achiv. Eishes achi aviv. Eishes ish and nida. Now the truth is, if you think about it, maybe you could start adding other arayas. Like, how do we know where to stop? How do you know to limit it to these six? So really, just the one rule that obviously would have to work is in order to create erva, a lot of the arayas, you would need an ishos, right? Ishos aviv, ishos aviv. Right, how come we don't mention ishos aviv? Why don't you say, if she was married to his father, she married his brother, she married his uncle, she could have married his father also. So why don't you say that if she married his father, the teretz is because she wouldn't be able to marry his father. Because his father, she would be a granddaughter, which is an erva. The kedusha wouldn't be chal. So you need the ishus to be toifes in order to establish erva. So these are all things that are possible. These are all marriages that can happen. This girl can marry his brother, can marry his father's brother. She can be married. She can be nashus ish. She can be a nida, obviously. So these are all things that are possible. The bottom line is, it's possible to have six beers. Faith to Gemara, but Leslie the Rameyer, Issachal Alisser, right? Stam Mishas Rameyer. This feels like Issachal Alisser, right? So Faith to Gemara, does Rameyer not hold of Issachal Alisser? So the Gemara says, yeah, really, he doesn't hate Issachal Alisser, Leslie, but Issam Moisev, Issachal Alisser, and this is all Issam Moisev, Issachal. Let's go to Jabal, Imoy, Vahoyle Das. The story starts with the man who was Boyal Imoy and had a daughter. This is not Isser Kol or Isser Moisev. This is what's known as Isser Vas Achas. If the two Isser Machal at the same time, that also works. So the Bitoy and the Achoisei both happened at the moment of the Mazel Tov. This girl was born. It's Bitoy, it's Achoisei. Both are Rayas Achal literally at the same second. And this is La'achiv. When she married his brother, Migudi Toysef Isser Lagabi Achim, Itoysef Isser Lagabi Dei. When she married his brother, the other brothers also became Aser to her, Mishum Eshazach. Till now, only he's Aser. Now, the brothers are all Aser, his brothers, because she's not, just like she's his Eshazach, she's their Eshazach. So, you have a Migu. Nisus Lachi Aviv. Then when she married his father's brother, Migu di Toysef Yisrael Lagabi Sharachi Aviv, he Toysef Lagabi Didei. The father's other brothers became Aser Ternat. So he becomes Aser as well. Habalei Eshazish. When she became an Eshazish, that's easy. Migu di Toysef Yisrael Lagabi Alma, the whole world now became Aser Ter, he Toysef Nam Lagabi Didei. And Habalei Nida, when she became a Nida, Migu di Toysef Yisrael Lagabi Baila is also Yisrael Koila. Because now she became Aser Ter husband. Till now she was at least Mutter to her husband. Now she's not even Aser Ter husband. And now she's not even Mutter to her husband. And therefore, he Toysef Nam Lagabi Didei. Either way, it's not so complicated. It's intimidating. But it's not, this is where Krisos meets Yavamis. We're just getting started. But regardless, not so bad. The case is where she was a person, was Ba'al Bitoy, who's also Achoisai. This girl ended up marrying his brother, which is okay. Married his father's brother, which is also okay. But it established two of the arayas. Eishas Ach is an erva. Eishas Achi Aviv is also an erva. She was an Eishas Ish when he was Ba'al Bitoy, and she was an Ida when she was Ba'al Bitoy. Each one is a Chayvei Krisos. Each one b'shoigig begets a carbon chatos. Another Mishnah. A Ba'al Bas Bitoy. If someone's Ba'al Bas Bitoy, it's possible that Chayev Oleh Mishum. You know what? We're going to speak out some raid. So we mentioned the Chasam Sofer and I can't. So the first part of the daf discussed the halachos of Yayin v'Sheicher Alteisht Ata Uvonecha Itach B'Vayachem Eloi Yomoyed. And we saw that this halach of Yayin v'Sheicher Alteisht extends itself not only to a kohen doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, but ulahavdol ben hakodesh ben hachoyel ben hatomei ben hator ulahoyreis es bnei Yisrael. It teaches us that a kohen, a person is not allowed to assess hektish. You can't be matan neder. You can't Paskin Shailas, Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. The bottom line is that there's a halacha of Yayin V'Sheicher Alteisht. The Ramban, in his Pirush al Torah, brings a medrash that says that the reason that Nadav and Aviu died, Ba'akrivam Eitz Zara, the reason Vayhi Bayoy Mashmini, Nadav and Aviu died, was because they did the Avoida in a state of Shtuya Yayin. And the Ramban asks for Bambakasha. He says, it can't be. He says, because if you look in the Psukim, just the chronology, first you have Mises Nadav and Aviu, and then after Mises Nadav and Aviu, the Pasuk says, Vayidabre Hashem al Aharon Lamer, Yayin v'Sheicher Alteisht. So chronologically, the Azora of Yayin v'Sheicher Alteisht had not happened yet. And in fact, Chazal say that Vayidabre Hashem al Aharon Lamer was a reward, it was a schar that Aharon got for Vayidim Aharon. So the history was that first Mises Nadav and Aviu, Vayidim Aharon, Hashem tells Aharon, you are quiet, Nisiach HaLeil HaDibur, Vayidabre Hashem al Aharon Lamer, Yayin v'Sheicher Alteisht. So how could that be the reason?
How's that possible? Says the Ramban, it's pasha. And really, in order to understand why it's so pasha, you have to realize, why is it that Yayin B'Sheikhar Al-Tesh? What's the reason for the Yisr? He says, the reason is, I quote, Shelo Yitah HaKoyin B'Sheikhar Sayayin. Because when a person's under the influence, he starts losing judgment. And if a Koyin doesn't have good judgment, think about all the terrible things that could happen. He may end up doing the Avodah with a bad Machshava, and bad things could happen. Right? This is Vachim Daf Beis Amin Aleph. Machshava Shloi Lishmak Apasel Akarbin. Machshava Spigel. These are things that are so chomer. So a Koyin has to have his A++ game when he does the Avodah. He has to be so locked in and so focused. If he's going to do the Avodah now, he's going to start doing Zrikish Shloi Bimkami. Think about things that can happen. So it says, Rabban, you want to know why it says in the Torah, Yayin B'Sheikhar Al-Tesh, it's so that he should be 100% aware and present while he does the Avodah. Says the Ramban, that's the Teretz. When Chazal say that the reason Nadav and Avihu died was because they did the Avodah B'Shtoi, it's not because they were over the Isra of Yayin V'Sheikhar Al-Tesh, and the Torah says, V'loi Samusu, and that's why they... No, that's not the reason. The reason was Bakriv HaMesh Zara. They brought a Hakrava that they weren't supposed to bring. But why did they come to that? They came to that because they had drank. They came to that because they were under the influence. And that's precisely what David should have told Aaron. Hashem told Aaron, he says, you realize what happened? He says, Nadav and Avihu did the Avodah. They were under the influence. Clearly, that's why they brought an Esh Zara. They wouldn't have done it otherwise. This is Yayin V'Sheikhar Al-Tesh. You have to be very careful. I saw in the Sefer Time of the Krav, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he says, doesn't quote the Ramban, but he says, he thinks the Pshutei Shal Mikra is very mashmad like this. Why? Because what's the next pasuk? So what's the Pshutei Shal Mikra of that pasuk? Right, so we darshan this pasuk today, but what's the pasuk shat? He says he thinks the pasuk shat is the Torah is giving the time in the Korah. Yayin v'sheikhar al-tesh, why? Because like this, if you won't be under the influence, ula havdol ben ha-kodesh, ben ha-choy, ben ha-tav, ben ha-tar, these are havdolos that the Kohen has to be aware of when he's doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, Reb Chaim said that that's seemingly the Pshutei Shel Mikra, that's the way the Ramban explains it in his Pirush al ha-Torah, and he says that's the teretz to this seeming contradiction. And really, Kasha is not even Avihu. They got this punishment for doing the Avoid in the state of Yayin V'Sheikhar. First of all, it's not what the Pasuk says. And besides, that Azar, they didn't get until later. Stating that, the Chasam Sofer, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, I'm skipping to the end. The Chasam Sofer, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, says, I think there's another machshava, another takeaway that you're supposed to take away from here. And that is as follows. He says, why does a person drink wine? Wine is a lift me up, right? Wine is to take off an edge. Wine is to make you feel good. The yayin yisamach levav enosh through shecher la'oved, the yayin l'mari nefesh. You drink wine when you're in a state of mari nefesh. Says the Chasam Sofer, a kohen is about to do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He's walking into a place that's mesoyis kol haaretz. It's the happiest place in the world. He needs to drink a glass of wine to put himself in a good frame of mind and a good state of mind before he's going to do the avod. He says, how could that even be? How is that possible? He says, that's the oimik in Yayin V'Sheikhar Al-Tesh. Atu v'necha itach b'vayachem alo yomoyed. He said, the greatest source of simcha in the world is like the mitzvah. He quotes, he says, shlo yitztari chodam l'nagein ha-menagein shetiyo olav yad Hashem. El asiyas ha-mitzvah ba'atzma bo yichliya v'yismach. There's so many diyukim in this Chasam Sofer. But he says, there's nothing that should cause a person more simcha and more ecstasy than doing the avodah and being in the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, that's the oimik of Yayin V'Sheikhar Al-Tesh, that you think that you need to drink a glass of wine before you enter the Beis HaMikdash. Well, it's like this, I'll be pumped, I'll be ready. No, the Torah, the mitzvah itself is supposed to pump you up. Torah is Hashem, Tamiva Meshivas Nafesh, that's what's supposed to do it. You're not supposed to be walking into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tnu Sheikha La'oved V'Yayin L'Marei Nefesh. You're a Mar Nefesh in the Beis HaMikdash. How's that even possible? How's that even possible? And that's the oimik. That's the tiefkeit in Yayin V'Sheikhar Al-Tesh Atu V'Necha Itach B'Vayachem Alo Yomayit. The truth is, like many of the big Yisoides of the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer says the same thing. The Chasam Sofer says the same Yisoid, and the Chasam Sofer doubles down on it. The Chasam Sofer says, the Chazal say, that after Misas Nadav and Avihu, the Pasuk says, V'Yidai Maharin. And what? And Aharon HaKoyit did something unbelievable. Almost subhuman. Almost something that's mind-boggling. What did he do? He was quiet. He was able to watch his two sons die and he was able to be quiet. And Chazal say he was rewarded for it. What was the reward? Nesiachad elav hadibur v'nemra loy parsha shtuya yayin. He was loyche to this parsha. Va'idab Hashem alaharin. He got the parsha of shtuya yayin. Says the Ksav Sofer, what's the midah keneged midah? Nesiachad elav hadibur, okay. But what was the nesiachad elav hadibur? It was he got the parsha of shtuya yayin. Says the Ksav Sofer, this yisoid of the Ksav Sofer. But just to embellish it a little bit with our own little interpretation. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, daf yura midbeis. This is Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. This is also the day that Nadav and Avihu were killed. How do you know that? Ksivach, it says over here, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. V'ksiv Hasam, and it says, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boike Yom Echad. It says Vayhi. This was a day, Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yom Shenivru Bayom Shemayim Varetz, Ayin B'Marsho, who says that the tikkun, the shleimus of the Bria, was HaKamas HaMishkan, but the point is, there was a Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yom Shenivru Bayom Shemayim Varetz. What happened was, this was the happiest day ever, literally. And the Kohanim, Aharon, they're doing the Avodah, and it's unbelievable what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. And then all of a sudden, Nadav and Avihu died. What would a normal human being do? He wouldn't even know what to do with himself. But Aharon was so caught up. He was so caught up in this spiritual ecstasy. He was so caught up in Hoysa Simcha Gedoyla of Ne'er Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ki Yom Shenivru Bei Shemayim Va'aretz, that it didn't faze him. He was so besimcha. He was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Mesois Kol Haaretz. He was in such a state of Meshivas Nefesh that he couldn't come to Marei Nefesh. It wasn't Shayach. He was so elevated. That's where the Vayidim Aharon came from. The root of the Vayidim Aharon wasn't just Midas HaBetochin, Kol Madavid Rachmano Letat. That's not what it was. Try to visualize it. He's in this unbelievable state. He's flying, Aharon. It didn't faze him. Vayidim Maharin, he's living with the Eibishto. He's in a place of Simcha Gedoyla Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bei Shemayim Va'aretz. He's living in a world of Vayyere Vayyubayka Yoyim Echad at that point. And that's why he wasn't moved. That's where the Vayidim Maharin came from, Zok Tiksav Sofer. If that's the case, that was the Midah Keneged Midah. You know what he was Zoycha to? Nesiachad El Vadibor. What was the Nesiachad El Vadibor? The Parish of Shtu Yayayin. Because what's the punchline. What's the nimshal of the parasha of Shtuya Yayin? That you need a glass of wine before you enter the Beis HaMikdash, but you need to get drunk so you can feel besimcha? That's what you need? This is the greatest makom of simcha in the world. This is the place that's mesois kol haaretz. Aharon was zoicha to that mitzvah, which teaches us this idea of the Beis HaMikdash being mesois kol haaretz, because that was something that he embodied when he was Vayidim Aharon. That's the idea of Yayin v'Sheicher al-Teish.